How does prayer work? Part 2. A few episodes back in January, we thought about the question, how does prayer work? And in particular, we thought about the conundrum of us asking for things, yet knowing that God's perfect plans have already been ordained by his sovereignty. So do catch up on that episode if you haven't already. Well, today's episode builds on that, in which we think now about further motivations for us to pray, because prayer is hard work. It takes time and effort and stops us from doing other things. So why bother? And a good place to start is with something which isn't a reason for praying. Here's why not to pray: to let God know what you want. Because guess what? He already knows. He's omniscient. He doesn't need new information from us. As Jesus says in Matthew 6:8, your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. So why should we pray then? And here are three of Scripture's main reasons. Number one, to express our faith in God, to express our trust, our dependence, our reliance. Because I might say I'm trusting God in my life. I might even think I'm trusting God in life. I might even look like I'm trusting God in my life. Here's a test of whether I am really. Do I express that trust? For example, in prayers that no one else will ever know about. Lord, I'm finding this really painful. I know you know about it, but please, Lord, would you take it away or help me with it? Or, Lord, I would really love that thing to happen in my life, that job or that relationship. And I know you know, Lord, but I'm just coming to you now and asking because that's natural. You're my Father and you're powerful and you love me and I love you, so please. And if I'm in the habit of expressing my faith in this kind of way, that will cause a number of things to happen. Number one, it'll reassure me that my faith is real. It'll authenticate my faith, show it not to be a fake faith. Number two, it'll grow my faith. Faith is a muscle. The more I exercise it, for example, in prayer, the more it grows. Three, praying will give me more and more peace in life. No matter what my stressful circumstances might be, as I keep taking them off my shoulders and putting them into God's hands in prayer, I will experience peace. And bottom line, four, expressing my faith in prayer will please and honor my Heavenly Father, which is the most fundamental thing of all. So I pray, number one, to express my faith in God. There's another reason too, and it's to experience intimate fellowship with God. Prayer is not an impersonal force like electricity or something. It's talking to a personal force who listens to us. So it's not a lever we pull or a button we push. It's a relationship we experience. As Psalm 145, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to all who call on him. And therefore, if I'm not calling on him, well, I shouldn't be surprised if I don't feel very close to him, if he's not very near to me. But if I'm in the habit of making time to talk with him, my relationship is going to be so much more intimate and fulfilling. And it's just like that in any marriage or friendship. That's how relationships work. And then finally, here's a third reason to pray as well, which is to make things happen, to change situations. And we thought about this, how this works in the episode on prayer back in January. But it isn't just for the sake of changing anything. It's for the sake of changing things for the sake of God's glory and God's kingdom. As James 5:16 says, the prayer of a righteous man, in other words, a man or woman who's living for God's agenda in their life, not their own, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. So let's not think that prayer will necessarily be powerful if we try and use it cynically or selfishly for shallow reasons that are nothing to do with God's glory or the interests of his kingdom. One writer puts it like this: could it be that many of our problems with prayer and much of our weakness in prayer come from the fact that we are not all on active duty and yet we still try to use the transmitter? We have taken a wartime walkie-talkie and tried to turn it into a civilian intercom to call the servant to bring another cushion for the den. Whereas prayer, as God designed it, is all about, one, expressing my faith in a way that authenticates my faith and grows it and gives me more peace and honors the Lord. So one, expressing my faith, and two, it's experiencing intimacy with God, and 3, practically helping to drive God's kingdom forward.